fine. You're on. Okay. So it says in the Gemara that Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel says that the only time you're cutting it in the Mishnah is Omer B'tzad Sadeo. Correct the Gemara. Why do you need that? Tiknei Sadeo. Then Rav Yosi Rav Chanina Hatzera Shodam Kano Shomi Daito. So I don't exactly know what was the Gemara's Havamina. In other words, the Gemara is asking, you should be kind of mikas kinyan chatzer. Kinyan chatzer is kind of shlomi daito. What did they think? They thought Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel is saying it doesn't hold of kinyan chatzer. In other words, that's why they had a kasha. But so what did Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel saying? That what is he saying? I'm not being clear. There's Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that Oime Bitzad Sadeo is just like the Gemara explains, is when you have a Chotzer Shein Mishtameres, and the Oime Bitzad Sadeo makes it Mishtameres, and therefore it's working Mitam Kinyan Chotzer. But the Gemara, obviously in the Havamina, did not understand it that way. The Gemara did not understand that it's a chotzer shei mishtameretz and the oime b'tzad sadeh who makes a mishtameretz. The Gemara thought that we're talking about a chotzer mishtameretz. And Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel doesn't hold of kinyan chotzer. And that's why they have a kasha. But you're kind of, it's oime b'tzad sadeh. So what is this kinyan of oime b'tzad sadeh? If he doesn't hold
maybe the Gemara thought that Rabbi Shmuel held of King Chatzar, but Chatzar only works if you're Amin Bitsidai.
Then what's the Gemara's kasha? So maybe Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said Chatzar Shodam Kaina. He's talking about Amin Bitsidai.
It says Shalom Midaito.
So Shalom Midaito means you're not Amin
Bitsidai. Because then it's Midaito if you're Amin Bitsidai.
Why does it have to be
Midaito? Ome Bitzad Sadeo means
that works because it's Midaito.
Ome Bitzad Sadeo means Midaito. That's what it means.
Yeah.
So they're asking, they're not asking, you're saying that the Gemara's Kash is not so much in Chotzer, but the Kash is from the words that says Shalom Midaito. That's what you're saying.
Right.
In other words, the question is, what was the kasha? Was it kasha?
Why does he have to be Bitsidai? Why can't he be 100 feet away, yo, or 200 feet away then? He knows about it. I don't understand the Gemara. Why does the Gemara ask from Lomidaita? Chatzah works. You have kasha, chatzah works. Why does the Gemara have to ask from Shalom Midaita according to this? What they're saying. It's not, in other words, I know about it. I'm hundreds of yards away. Somebody tells me that somebody's in my chatzah. I don't know. I'm saying. Why does the Gemara say Bhusha Mizaita? I what do you mean? The Gemara, we know Chatzah works.
Okay, in other words, but I'm just not sure. I hear. So the question is really what the Gemara's kasha is. It's a kasha and since it's Shalom. In other words, I thought, I'm agreeing with you. I thought the Gemara's kasha was on the first part. You know, the Shalom kinda though. The Shlomi Daito is just, I don't know, but you're saying that the Iker Kasha, we know it's Kenyan Chatzar. Okay, I don't know, maybe. I thought, not like you, that the Gemara thought that he's saying a Kenyan, not Chatzar. I thought that he's saying that Gemara's Hamina was that Yudam Rishmuo is a Kenyan Yad, which is not Chatzar. Now, there's some special Kenyan that if it's Ayme Bitsida, so it's a yad, but that's not necessarily Kenyan Chatzar. Chatzar could be when I don't maybe it's Sida.
So what about according to all the Rishonim?
Rashi doesn't sound like it's a yad.
It's always what? I can't hear two people at once.
Rashi doesn't sound like it's a yad.
Wait, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi,
no, but he explains the Havamina. He explains
the Havamina. Rashi's not in the Havamina.
He's in the... Okay.
Rashi's not got it. What? I'm sorry. What were you saying? Aaron,
what about like the Rishonim and Achronim who are very stark that for men, there's no chatzar is always and everywhere mitam shlichas.
Yeah, okay, but I'm saying with the Havamina, the Gemara, the question, what was
it? I would include the Havamina. they're not going to learn the Hachmei Degemara Jewish Mitam Yad. They hold like it's like a different pashtut throughout the, pretty much the whole sugya.
Where do we find Yad? Where do we find Yad?
So the Shaila is, what was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha was, according to Rafi, the Gemara's Kasha is just a use, and you need Omer B'tzida. And Omer B'tzida, by definition, means Midaito. Because if it's not Midaito, there's no benefit of Omer B'tzida. So Omer B'tzida is a code word for Midaito. You don't need Midaito. And when I was saying the Gemara's Kasha is, no, it could be that I may be tzida. You know, there's the Gemara that I may be tzida doesn't necessarily mean midaito. I may be tzida is I may be tzida. And the Gemara's Kasha is, but you said it's working only be tzida because it has to work out. Yad, we know there's a kinyan of chatzar, which is not necessarily yad. Maybe you don't need chatzar. You don't need Omer B'tzida. Chatzar is kind of.
Maybe this doesn't make sense in Svara, but at least in structure, to say slightly different than what I was saying before. In other words, rather than say Omer B'tzida is just code words for Midaito, maybe Omer B'tzida means literally you have to be Omer B'tzida. So like in Shmuel's case, if you're 100 feet away and you know about it, and the Gemara is Havamina, maybe that wouldn't work.
I would agree. I always say it's not only code words for Midaito, but it includes Midaito.
Right.
In other words, it means more than Midaito. It means Midaito plus.
Right.
You're saying the opposite. If you had Omer B'tzida, but it was not Midaito, then it wouldn't work. In other words, the Chatzar Shem
is Shemeres. Yeah, right, because the Gemara is assuming it's B'chlal.
What?
The Gemara is assuming that if Omer B'tzida is Midaito plus.
Right. In other words, right. You know, they're assuming that Omer B'tzida only helps if you have Midaito.
It seems pretty reasonable. I mean, how could it not be Midaito if you're Omer B'tzida?
I don't understand. Why can't we use that Rashi in the Maskana for Rashi to show how we learned the Havamina? Nothing really changes. And Rashi seems to be saying he adds the extra words al yadai. He says the Achshav he mishtameres. Why does he add the extra two words al yadai?
One second. Okay, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Saying, why can't we use Rashi, who's in the second step, to show the first step? Because nothing really switches. And Rashi adds two words in, al yaday. Because Rashi should just say, al yaday sounds like he's doing a pu'ula. There's a maisa pu'ula, the actual al yaday, that now the chutz is working, al yaday. It's like through him.
Okay, so then let me wait till I get there. Okay, I had that question. So let me wait. I just want to wait till I get there. So, all right, okay, so Mara's a Gasha. That need Omer B'tzida. We know Chatzar is kind of Shalami Daito. So we're not sure on the question. Either the question is that Omer B'tzida means Midaito. And here we say that Chatzar doesn't need Midaito. Or the question is, that I mean the lashon more of a tikni leisa dayu. You know, there's you see another little bit. That's why I thought I think my pshat. You know, the Gemara doesn't say v'tikni le below daito. Where it says v'tikni leisa dayu. So the Rav Yosi Rav Chanina is only the raya, but the question was say without Rav Yosi Rav Chanina. You know, in other words, the Gemara said v'tikni leisa dayu. That's the end of the question. How do I know this dayu works? So according to Rafi's pshat, tikni lei sadayu is not a question because he also said kinyan chatzar. He was also saying kinyan chatzar. He just says that kinyan chatzar needs Omer B'tzida sadayu. So
Maybe it means the sada, like the sada without the guy.
I can see, but doesn't Mura doesn't say that. Mura just says, "V'tikni lei sada."
Yeah, without the guy, just the sada, without the guy.
It's a little daichik in the lashon. So I was saying, it could be I'm wrong. I agree that the Gemara, because the Gemara understood of Yudah Reshmuel that he's not working as Kenyan sada, because the fact that you need Omei Bitzah Sadeh, the Havamina was that Omei Bitzah today is working Midam Yad. It's not Kenyan Sada. It's a whole different Kenyan. It's called Yad. It's really like it's your Yad. It's not called
Kenyan. The Chatzar is your Yad?
What?
That when a person's Omei Bitzido, then the Chatzar is like his Yad?
Yeah, somehow. And then
what do you get, by standing next to it, I think in Gittin it says that's proposed. If you're Sumich or
Zavach, we would call it a Kenyan Chatzar, we would call it a Kenyan Yad. So then we're asking, what do you need Kenyan Chatzar? You have a Kenyan, what do you need a Kenyan Yad? You have a Kenyan Chatzar. Okay, but I'm not sure. So there are two ways that everything more is Kasha. So I'm Rabbi Yeshua, but who's going to be Chanina. So the Mara answers, "Chayni mini bechaser mishtameres." Ava bechaser sheni mishtameres. He only bitzas a dayo. Any lolo.
I'm sorry. Why did the Mara bring a brace with chanina chaser shlodim? Kol shlomi daito. He's the one who's mechadish and the kinyan chaser works. That's called kinyan chaser works.
According to, so maybe yes.
That was only Rabbi Friedman's way of learning that Shlomi Midaita. Rabbi was saying without Shlomi Midaita.
Is it Kenyan Chatzar from where?
I know.
You know. I don't know.
the Gemara keeps trying to shlug up Rabbi Bar Chanina throughout the Masechta, though. Like, he's not the corporate Kenyan Chatzar.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know.
The Gemara says, I think, at least four times, Lamet the Havi Tiyufta to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina in different prakam. Like, obviously, he's not the Makor for Chatzar. You can't say Tiyufta, there's no Kenyan Chatzar. That's ridiculous.
Oh, there's no Kenyan Chatzar.
The Gemara can't Lamet the Havi Tiyufta on that. It's...
Okay, I don't know. I hear. Okay, let me go further. I hear. So the Gemara answers again. Hi, Namini. Be Chatzar Mishtam Eretz. So Rashi says, So the shaila is the million-dollar shaila that we were mentioning. I think we even mentioned it yesterday. And it's what Shmuel wants to know is, what does Omei Bitzida do? How do you people understand? What does Omei Bitzida do?
It makes it Doma Liyad. That's the Farish and Gemara and Gittin.
Okay, but
I think also Mashma.
Is that how it works? Rashi,
well,
says,
even if you hold it to be Tam Shlichus, you might need a certain Dimenti Yad.
I thought that
just meant like Yado means like that he's the one who's doing it, like it's attributed to him. Not that it's technically a yad.
So what?
It means it's the Chatzar Mishtameres.
Yeah, just to say that he's the one. Maybe it's like a pun.
So the simple reading of Rashi.
They could have a sense of
like Yaren, right? Now there's two ways of learning the Gemara. Is the Gemara Rashi sounds like that he's saying the action of Mishtameres, the words are yado pashas. Even though Shmuel was screaming about it, maybe he's right. But superficially, they seem to be a little extra. And he just, and what Rashi just means to say is that there's one Kenyan called Chatzar Mishtameres. There's different ways you can have a Chatzar Mishtameres. You can have a Chatzar Mishtameres if you have walls around it. And if you don't have walls, then you need a yado.
There's a hack if it's Mishtameres ID is somebody else. It's not so pashut that it would be like his yad. Someone else is doing the Mishtameres.
We're not talking about Din Yar, Din Chatzar.
But Chatzar is a certain Dimun Tiyar at baseline. Okay, and Tosu Rosh says, even Mitam Shlich has to have a certain Dimun Tiyar. That's why you can't
be Malachas. He made a Shliach to watch him. The Parshat Pshat, that would be good too.
But that's technically Al Yadu also.
Okay. Because so you saw the war, okay. The simple reading of the Gemara is, that there's only one lumnus of chatzer. And chatzer is learned out from, you know, Geneva, whatever, from Geneva and from and Get. There's only one din chatzer. The one din chatzer is chatzer mishtameres. Chatzer shein mishtameres is garnish. Except that if it's oimed b'tzad sadeyu, you turn it into a chatzer mishtameres. And since you turn it into a chatzer mishtameres, therefore it also works because it's it fits into the one din, right? That was one pshat. One second. The other pshat was to say that no, that there's really, for somehow, there's shnei dinim of chatzer, notwithstanding Rabbi Kanarik's most famous question, bushtei shnei dinim, right? That's what Rabbi Kanarik used to always ask whenever he said shnei dinim. But there's shnei dinim of chatzer. There are two separate kinyan chatzers. There's kinyan chatzer of mishtameres and kinyan chatzer of eina mishtameres with omei bitzat sadeyu. And they're two separate kinyanim. And that's what the Gemara is answering, that Rabbi Yehuda Merav, Rabbi Yehuda Merav, saying, you know, mitzat zdeo. In fact, the Gemara, what do you need that for? Use Kenyan Chatzer, or which is Shem Shai Daito. And for the Gemara, because you can't use Kenyan Chatzer of Rabbi Yehuda Merav's Kenyan Chatzer, because it's Eina Mishnah Meretz. And therefore, you need a different Kenyan Chatzer type Kenyan 2. And that separate Kenyan Chatzer only works when you're Aimei Betzida. But you need, I don't know, but you need Aimei Betzida for whatever Aimei Betzida does.
I'm saying it might not work Shlomi Daito.
I don't know. It depends if Rafi is right or wrong. I don't know. Maybe Aimei Betzida doesn't need Midaita. Rafi said that by any Aimei Betzida by definition means Midaita. I'm not 100% sure he's right. I'm not sure if he's wrong. I don't know. But you hear the two choices. The two choices are, is there at the end of the day, it's a very nice shaita. At the end of the day, is there only one Kenyan Chatzer? There's just two ways that you can become Mishtameres. But at the end of the day, they both work through the same system. There's only one system of Kenyan. That's Chatzer Mishtameres. There are two different ways of becoming a Chatzer Mishtameres. Or are there two totally different systems of Kenyan Chatzer? And there are two different Kenyanim. So we said yesterday that the Gra was Pashup Shat, Rashi's Mashma, like the first shot.
But why is Rashi Mashma like that? Maybe
could it be Rashi? Says the action of Himishta Meretz.
Let's say Rashi agrees that both ways could work.
So then you would make a point that it's Mishtameres.
But the Maisa, when the guy's Oymed B'Soycha, the Maisa is Mishtameres. You know, no, Rashi's stuck.
Why would he say that?
If it's not working, you can say it's Mishtameres
and don't say that.
The Maisa is the Emes. The guy's next to the field, Mishtameres.
If that's the Emes and then there's only one system, why make up two systems?
He didn't need it. He could have said that it works even if the guy
No one said that there's two systems that you can use either or. Because there'd be no reason to do that. The second shot was to say that Oymei Betzida doesn't make a Mishtameres. Therefore, you can't really work as Kenyan Chatzer Mishtameres.
Could you say either one works? And you could choose whatever Rashi holds.
Why would anyone want to say that? Saying Shnei Dinim and Kenyan Chatzer is a Shtikel Chiddush. So Pashtus, a Hechruk to say it is because it's not so Pashtus that Omei Betzida turns you into a Chatzer Mishtameres. So that's why you want to make it a different system. But if Omei Betzida turns you into a Chatzer Mishtameres, so why would someone want to say there's another system? Just for his health to make two simonim, you know, it doesn't. Anyway, we said yesterday, I think.
What's the action? I'm saying not Rashi. Did I miss it? Would Rebbe say what the second system is?
Yeah, we said that there's two ways of learning Rashi. One way of learning Rashi is the simple way of the mashmos of Rashi, even though not worrying about the al yada, so leaving those words out. The simple mashmos of Rashi is that it becomes a chatzer mishtameres, which means there's only one system. That's called chatzer mishtameres. There's two ways of becoming a chatzer mishtameres, but at the end of the day, there's only one system of being kainer. The other way, which maybe doesn't fit into Rashi, is that that Oimei Betzida does not turn you into a Chatzim Mishtameres, because Chatzim Mishtameres has to be in Grunt, right? And Grunt means intrinsically that the Chatzir has to be Mishtameres. The fact that you're standing there, the Chatzir is not Mishtameres, you're standing there tomorrow, in a minute you're playing on going away, you're not standing there forever. That's not called the Chatzir Mishtameres. The fact that you're standing there right now, that doesn't make a Mishtameres. You're not planning on staying there forever. So because you're there at this second, it's Mishtamer. You put up a wall that lasts for 15 seconds. That makes it Mishtameres for those 15 seconds. Not so pashit. So the other side would say that this is not called the Chatzir Mishtamer, because the Chatzir Mishtameres has to be that it's that'll be Mishtamer for the next 20 years. There's a gather of the Chatzir Mishtameres, and this is not called the Chatzir Mishtameres, except that there's a whole different, there's a Chitz Kinyan called Chatzir She'ena Mishtameres when it's Omei Betzida, which is working through something like a Din Yad, whatever, and that's why you need Omei Betzida, and it's not work, and you don't need Mishtameres because it's not working with Mitam Chatzir. It's a different Kinyan. So there are two totally different kinyanim. There's a kinyan chatzir, mishtameres. And then there's a different kinyan called Omei Betzida. There's two separate kinyanim.
What's the hechruch to come up with the second shot as opposed to the first one, which sounds more pashut?
Well,
maybe I'm missing something.
I didn't say there's a hechruch, but the chayra, we said yesterday that's a pashut, that's mochruch from the gra. No, because the Gra says, maybe we're jumping, but the Taiv is asked, Akasha, why do you have to say Zoxali, Sada? Right? Especially you see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Chatzera Shu Adam Kaina Lo Shalom Midaito. So why do you need Zoxali, Sada?
Yeah.
So the Gra says, so Taiv says it's laughed after. But the Gra says, Avaramam Chodek, Bein Dawid Amitz, the Chatzir Mishtameres, so there you don't need to say it. The Chatzir Shem Mishtameres. So he says that halacha lemaisa, there's a difference. A Chatzir Mishtameres, you don't have to say, it's Chatzir, you don't have to say, Zafsi Sodayu. But a Chatzir Shem Mishtameres, with Oimei Betzida, you have to say. Now, it's Mashma, Grandma, it's Mashma from the Gra. You mamish have to say it. It's not enough that you're thinking it.
By a chotzer she'ena mishtameres.
What?
But that's because it's ena mishtameres.
Why? Why is it ena mishtameres?
The Ron says this like svara that
you relate with the chotzer mishtameres. You're going to shrug me up. Okay, I'm ready to get shrugged up. But I just want to explain to the people what the raya was. So I thought, till I'm about to get shrugged up, because Aaron is about to kill me, is that I thought that Even if you say Rafi Svara, that Oimei Betzida only makes Mishtameres if he has Das, but you wouldn't need an Amira. The Amira, you just need a Metzias and he's Oimei there. So why? If the Svara is that you just need your presence turns it into a Chatzir Mishtameres, so why would you need an Amira? So the fact that the Rambam says that you need an Amira means that it's not enough that it's not working as Chatzir Mishtameres. If it's Chatzir Mishtameres, Chatzir Mishtameres doesn't need an Amira. It's a different Kenyan. It's a different Kenyan. And for this, for some reason or other, this Kenyan needs an Amira. Chatzir Mishtameres doesn't need an Amira.
Isn't it totally Rebbe?
That's what I thought. Wait. I'm about to get destroyed. Yeah, what does Iran say?
I was just gonna say the Ron says like at the end, he says this funny svara that the koshi mishtameris lemishu is chuslo kyado he sha'af mashabel yado kinichlaid zilukli bechotar mishtameris who knows now. Meaning, the implicitly, a chotar mishtameris is implicitly like carries a person's das to bikuna. If it's in a mishtameris, you need it's not like built in the same way. So then you'd have to articulate it because it doesn't automatically have the das.
You're saying that it's not the reason why you're giving an answer for the Rambam. You're saying, I have the gosh on the Rambam. What's the Rambam Sara? If Omei Betzida makes it into a Mishtameres and Mishtameres doesn't need Dibur, so why here do you need a Dibur? So you're saying, because why? Because you're saying that they, because
Chatzim Mishtameres implicitly that carries his das in a way that specifically. What? Like the way the Ran, it's a bit of a funny svara. I think a lot of people said chaburas on this Ran, but the idea that a Chatzim Mishtameres dafka, like it's nichle that a Chatzim Mishtameres be kona. So if it's not Mishtameres, it doesn't automatically carry his das the same way. So therefore, you need to articulate it.
So even though in Lamdis it becomes
like a Mishtameres
because of Omer Betzida makes a Mishtameres.
But it's not
psychologically, there's no automatic das because he doesn't miss yaches to it like a chotzer mishtameres.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. It's definitely not the pashtus, but maybe.
I'm saying the Rambam could hold like the Ran. It's like the Ran's a big man.
Okay, I don't have to learn this here. The Ran, and you know, that's assuming that you're quoting him correctly.
I just read about it. I'm looking at it. I didn't make up the words.
Okay.
Maybe it's just totally if what how the Rishonim come out at the end of the day is Chatzim Mishum Yad is Chatzim Mishum Shlichus. At the end of the day, if it comes out Chatzim Mishum Yad, that even when I'm standing beside it, right? Like if you learn the first system, so then that taka could be my Yad because that could be an extension. But if you want to say that it's still like you still Zachsalay. So maybe then you need if it's all working time shlichas, you have to appoint the shlich. It's still not enough. It's just a shayla of how the rishonim would come out is chatzim shum yad, it's chatzim shum shlichas.
Which way would you say it's we had a chakir? Is it one din chatzir or two din chatzir? Which way? So the question was asked: why would anyone want to say two din chatzir? Why would it be the hechrok? So what are you saying?
I've learned the Gemara before, because the Gemara Gittin, if I'm correct, says that Pshat and Yad is that it could be Mishtameris. That's Pshat and Yad. That's why Chatz and is Mishtamer. I think it says something like that. Yes. Svar over there. That's why. That's where Mishtameris comes out from. So if you understand that that's
Yad. Also have the Mishtameris according to everybody, apparently.
Yeah, but what does the standing betzida do if it can't?
Makes it dom liyad.
Doesn't make it my yad or can't Rashi get it to be my yad. The only best I could do is now it could be my shliach.
Rashi
it get to be mamish my yad.
Mishtamer.
Right, that's what Rashi holds in mishtamer. But the other side would be that it doesn't. What?
What's the other time?
I'm saying now it can't mamish be my yad. Rashi's saying al yad, but it's mishtamer through me, but now it can be my shliach. It can never be my yad. Only a real mishtameris could be a yad, but not me standing beside it. If mishtameris now makes us to work for the
shlichus. The question was asked the other way. Why would anyone not say it's chatzer? Because that was a question. What is the motivation to say, why would we want to, I know it's nice Torah to say the Shnei Dinim in Chatzar, but what is there any hechrok to say that?
Why well, can't we know Yad and Shlichus.
He has to say
one system, and Omei Betzida makes a Mishtamer.
Why would somebody have, because Rebbe said, why would somebody have to say it or not have to say it? If somebody has to say it, a person doesn't have to say it to his hand to be please be zoicha for me my hand. If somebody has it as his hand and it's part and parcel of him, he wouldn't have to say it. So maybe when it's regular mishtameres, he doesn't have to say it. And Aaron Hirsch was saying as far. I'm just saying over here that they're both chatzah, just a question of chatzah mishum yad or chatzah mishum shliach. That's all.
Okay. All right. I assume that the question would be the relevance, not Kamina, would be a little bit what Rafi said too, is that if it's working out so it makes it Mishtameres, so then it probably Rafi was right when he said before that Omei Betzida only works if he has knowledge. Just the fact that Omei Betzida is not going to make him Mishtameres. Unless he's aware. You know, there's if a guy's Omei Betzida, but he's in a busy, he's in a very busy conversation. He's talking on his cell phone, right? So then, according to Rashi, the gather of Omei Betzida makes him Mishtamer. If you don't know what's there, because you're for tumult, whatever you're doing, So then Omer Betzida is not going to help me. So you have to say that Omer Betzida includes, you know, Omer Betzida and you're paying attention. But if you're saying our other lamdas, then it's possible that Omer Betzida doesn't need paying attention. If it's working out this din of this imaginary din yad, so you're Omer Betzida, so is your yad. I don't pay attention to my yad. I can be talking on my phone and my yad is China. So the it just, you need Omer Betzida. It's not, you don't need Omer Betzida to make a mishtamer. You need Omer Betzida to make a yad. So then it could be that you don't have to know either, right? If it's a new system, you know, the question is, why do you need Omer Betzida? So Rafi was saying you need Omer Betzida because that gives you mishtamer.
That's logical.
That gives you mishtamer. Okay, I understand. But it could be that you need Omer Betzida because that gives you yad. And then
what kind of score is that?
Because yad, you're next to it, so it's yad.
Well, chatzis mitam yad. You mean you're only acting machlokas?
So maybe only this type of chatzis mitam yad. It's a super yad because you're.
Well, that's in the Gemara. I think we get them.
Yeah,
they have certain minimum characteristics to be.
But you don't need necessarily to be mishaymer it. So you wouldn't need necessarily to have das as long as.
You have a rishon that says that.
Gemara says them.
Yes, there we showed them. We said.
Then I have a reason to say that. Well, yeah, there's insulting questions. I'm only joking. I'm not good enough for you. Okay, you're right. I don't know. We're just thinking out loud. I agree. I don't have anyone that says it. And Pashas, Rashi's not saying that. I don't know. But we didn't really how does Chatzar Shein HaMishtameres work? You know, we have to look through the Rishayim. You're right. We have to look through the Rishayim and see what they say. See, look at the, I don't know if you people have, I opened up in Isaac. You see the language of the Miri. The Miri says, Hatzeo she'odam kaino shami daita, rad salaymar, shen nizdam nelo sham mitzia, hey bau chayim, hey mitzia, acheres, Zotin Ochazero. Fahab Bishenu the Sham, even though he's not there. Fahab Bishelo Yoda. The call at Tosna Misham Serlach Zero. Okay. Pamed Buramamure Bechot and Mishtameres. When did we say Chot is kind of Shlomi Daito? That's a Chot and Mishtameres, he's going bias. Chot is Shem Mishtameres, he's going Chot of the Chorava, the Chorva Vigina, Pisada. Ena zayche below, and again ubitzat zadeyu sade o korvina o korva. Vishay yomer zaftan isadai oziskin isadai. I don't know.
No, and
at the point, did someone say something? Okay, we'll have to see. I'll have to read this Miri more carefully. Okay, I think it's a nice hakira. I mean, Nassim also says that I'm making up baloney. Okay.
I didn't say that. I just said, I'm not saying that. I just said we need some rias.
Okay. Anyway, I think it's a nice hakira. That they're obviously, the pasha says that there's only one din because you don't have two mikaris. But
we have two pesukim, and we we have two pesukim in chaser, and we know that there's at least mitam shliuchos and mitam yad, not this, like the differences. And there are like Rabbi Akiva Agarav, one is like absolutely militant that chaser the gavra is only mitam shliuchos, and they're not gemina zalacha.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, that let's go weiter. Let's see the Gemara weiter. So behind me, Chodesh Mishmeres. Oh, Chodesh Mishmeres. He always starts today. You know, no. Okay. Umino Timra.
So, what was the question and answer?
What?
What was the question and answer according to Tzirkon Rashi?
The Gemara's question was that why do you need Omei Betzida? It's a din of Chatzar. And Chatzar is kind of without Omei Betzida. Because Rabbi Yehudah where Shmuel said, doesn't need Omei Betzida, doesn't need Das, doesn't need anything.
So the answer is in the Kempt and Rebbe Yosef Berkin, you know?
The answer is, according to simple pshat, the answer is that Sintas Ein HaMishtameres. So you need, Chatzar needs Mishtameres. Hamina did not know that Chatzar needs Mishtameres.
Oh. So what do we think Omei Betzida did?
If you're hearing the simple pshat in Rashi, the simple pshat is the Havamina thought that Chatzar does not need Mishtameres. The answer
okay, is. Let's say we say it the other way. Let's say we say that.
So the first one is that, and the highest in the Chatzar is Mishtameres. Since you need Mishtameres, you need Omei Betzida. The other way is the Havamina thought that Chatzar works the same way. The Havamina thought Chatzar doesn't need Mishtameres. The Maskana is Mechanesh and Chatzar needs Mishtameres. But Omei Betzida does not make for Mishtameres, and therefore you need a whole new system. But the Havamina is the same either way. The Havamina thought that Chatzar does not need Mishtameres. The Maskana is that Chatzar needs Mishtameres. The Shaila is Omei Betzida make a Mishtameres, or Omei Betzida cannot make a Mishtameres? I'll tell you what a nafkamina would be. Rav Nassim Meltzer, everyone else. What would be if you had a wall which is flimsy, and it's going to fall down in a day, 2 days, a week. A flimsy wall. So it's Mishtameres for a few days. So would that be Giyotzi Mishtameres? So I could hear, according to the pshat, that Omei Betzida makes Mishtameres. Now, it's not Mistavra that they were expecting the guy to stay there for more than an hour or two. Guy doesn't stand by him. So that means that as long as it's a temporary Mishtameres, it's considered Mishtameres. Because a chatzar, as long as it's Mishtamer now, it's Mishtamer. It's Omei to fall down tomorrow. It's Omei for you to walk away. It's still Bashir Husham, it's a chatzar Mishtameres. But if you said the other way, you'll say that no, that the definition of a chatzar Mishtameres has to be, it's like a sukkah. You make a sukkah with a shvacha wall that can be blowing the wind. You're not yotzei sukkah even if the wind's not blowing, because that's not called the wall. So you could hear a svara that you make a wall that's only to fall down in an hour or two. That's not called the chatzar mishtameres. It's mishtamer now. So what? That's not called mishtamer. That's not a chatzar mishtameres. The only Omei Betzida is a different kinyan. You're not telling, it doesn't make for Mishtameres, because Omei Betzida, Kuva, because he's Omei to walk away, is not called Mishtamer, except that it's a different kinyan. It's a kinyan of Yad of some type. Right? So I think that would be a probable nafkamina, that the Hechruch, you ask Eddie, what would be the Hechruch to say that you don't, that this is not a chatzar mishtameres. One reason would be the Rambam, but a second reason, because it's not so poshut that a temporary mishtameres makes mishtameres. That's not such a poshut as far.
Isn't the basic concept of mishtameres mean that it's be watch enough until the Baal HaBus will get there himself to retrieve it?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be that? I mean, if somebody has such a basic understanding, what Shat Mishtameres? Sure, is going to watch it until the Baal HaBayis will get to himself.
Anila Yadaya.
That's not a Pasha understanding?
No. My understanding, maybe it's a Drasha. Chatzar is kind of. It's just, and only a Chatzar Mishtameres is defined as a Chatzar. is chashivas. It's a certain chashivas. It defines it as a chutzner.
That would the baseline way Rebbe would understand it.
I don't know. I'm a very open person. Basically, I understand because it's not like you understood it. You know what I'm saying?
I understand is the baseline. Isn't that how everyone works?
I don't know. You know, it could be that in order to be defined as a chutzner, right? The Gemara, the Havamina was that you're defined as a chutzner without Mishtamir. That was the Gemara's Havamina. But the Gemara's answer is that a chutzner had to be Dumya Debayis, because one of the psukim must have been, did the pasuk say, any head of Yado? So maybe they have to be Dumya Diyado. So they have to be.
Okay, but if the case where the Baal Bais is standing there, if we consider that like a Chatzim Mishtameres.
Yeah, you learn that way, of course. I'm saying, well, if we're trying to have the two stardom, the one, if you learn that the Baal Bais stand there and makes a Mishtamer, then you do not need Mishtamer long term. That I agree, because no one would say.
The Shamer is supposed to watch it for him until he gets there.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know if that's a story either. I don't know. I'm not sure. But if you learn I don't know. I don't know why we need Mishtamer.
Maybe is Pshatah Mishtamer is on the Chatzah versus the Chatzah? In other words, in the item itself, is that called Mishtamer? I mean, it's not, Rebbe was saying before that to be called a Shame Chatzah, the chutz itself has to have this built-in mishtamer. Is that from the outside in? I mean, in other words, it's like a wall like that, or pshat is no. As long as this chetza that's in there is enough guarded, maybe it's a weak thing, but for this
chetza, anything
is bad, but we're just...
No, but the mission is clear.
I don't know.
A tzvi with a broken leg, it's considered
mishtamer. They just... They asked me what might be the nafkamina between the two pshatim. So I'm just saying a possible nafkamina. If you learned that it's working mitzad chatzay mishtamer, then it's muchruch that you're considered a chatzay mishtamer even with a temporary wall, because he's only a temporary wall. Right? If you learn that it's not considered a pashas, he's only a temporary wall. Pashas. I'm not sure, but Pashas, it's only a temporary wall. If you learn that it's that temporary wall is not good, if you learn the other way, then you could theoretically say that temporary wall is not good.
Okay. Isn't the Pashup Shah Mishtamber the thing you have to have? That you don't have it. If it's not Mishtamber, that you don't have it set under your sleep, you don't have control, so you don't have a shus over it. And it won't get escaped. You never really had it in the first place. You have to have it. The habit has to be Mishtamer. Okay,
so you're saying that the reason why Mishtamer, because you have to, I thought that, as I mentioned, that the reason why you need Mishtamer, because it's not a chutzner. Mishtamer is an ingredient of chutzner.
I think they say it also, it's a characteristic of Yad too.
In other words, what would be theoretically, we have the example. Okay, maybe you're right. Pashas, right? Because you see in the Mishnah that you can be Mishtamer legabi A and not legabi B. So that's a little bit not like me, right? As you see, you have an animal that runs fast, that's not Mishtamer, and an animal that runs slow, it is Mishtamer. So it means that it's not an objective; it's subjective. Okay, so maybe you're right. Okay, anyway. I just want to keep on going. Let's keep on reading a little lines of the Gemara. Gemara says, "If you know Timra, the Chota Shein Mishtameres, the Ome Bitzad Sadeo Ini Lolo." Where do we know such a thing from? I don't know what the big gasha. Where do we know? I mean, we can't know that Misara, the way everyone's saying it. It's not the way everyone's saying it. It's not like such a radical, it's very logical.
Well, I think other Gemaras seem to think that Rav Yossi Bar Hanina is a tremendous chiddush. They keep trying to shlug them off. So,
this part, take care. This, so you agree with me? Are you agreeing with me?
I don't know. I thought the Havmina, the notion that a Chatzar Shina Mishmeres, like, it just assumed to be able to be kona altogether, like, is a bit of a
radical. No, but the Gemara is saying that, I mean, that the Gemara seems to be saying
that this can make a difference.
That Behechitesi, no, the Boshev Shah, the Gemara's Havmina is that a Chatzar Shina Mishmeres should also be kona. Without Amay Betzida. We know Thomas Ena Shina Mishmeres, he always says that any love.
Yeah, but not Tamra, they're asking how.
Because. Together.
What? Well, they asking?
Because that's pumfra care. It shouldn't be kind of. How do I know it is?
How do I know that it is? Or how do I know that it isn't?
Why should Inimish Chimeras be fixable?
I mean, Parshat Pshat is, I don't agree with you. I don't think so. Parshat Pshat is a Gemara, same half I mean as before. When the Gemara has a kasha, v'tikni nechasero. The Gemara didn't know. They didn't know that our case is a chatzar shena mishtameres. The Gemara Pashup Shad, the Gemara always knows that our case is a chatzar shena mishtameres. Obviously, the Gemara doesn't say hokey b'maya skinin. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara's mashma that we're always knows that we're talking about a chatzar shena mishtameres. It's mistar. How did this animal get into this field? Obviously, why do we worry about that the animal's going to run out? What are these other people doing in this field? Raw Osim Ratsan, he said, there's a bunch of my whole neighbor, the whole neighborhood's in my field. It's not a chasim, Parshat Pshat, the Mishnah is not a chasim mishtameres. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, so the Gemara's Havamina, Pashtus was that granted it's a chasim mishtameres, but the Havamina thought that a chatzar shena mishtameres is kinda Rabbi Yehuda said that chatzar is kinda a chatzar shena mishtameres is also a chatzar. That was Pashat Pshat the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara's answer is a chiddush that even though that he said chatzar shena is kinda shami daito, hiding me chatzar mishtameres. No. So the Gemara is mechadesh. That chatzar shena mishtameres is not kaina. So the chiddush is that you're not kaina.
Right.
I mean, it was that you are kaina. So Pashat Pshat in the flow. So the Gemara asks me, no timna. I mean, no, where do we get this? Mar timra. I mean, where did we get this chiddush? The chiddush is that you're not kaina if it's ena mishta, if they're not amei betzida.
Okay.
Right. That I think that's the flow of the Gemara.
It's also in the lashon of the question.
Also,
in the lashon of the question, why does it say the ilo lo? Yeah, it should just say
It's everything. Yeah.
Right. So you're agreeing.
I'm agreeing with him. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I like when you agree with me.
Well, okay. Why can't the Gemara's question just be that they don't? The Gemara doesn't think that Omid Bitzad Zadeh should make for a difference. Bein kach u bein kach. Say what you want about Chatzar Shina Mishtameres, but Omid Bitzad Zadeh was relevant. Of course, the question is more mash, but the Gemara is saying, like, how do you know that Omid Bitzad Zadeh is relevant altogether? Like, where'd you get that from?
What? Do they want to say that
Say Chatzar Shina Mishtameres always is kona, always not kona, but who cares if it, where did Omid Bitzad Zadeh come into the picture? Like, the Gemara's initial Havin also held that way.
Okay, I could hear that too. I agree with that. It does anything.
Especially if you hold like the second side of our chakir before, that it's like it could be a different type of chutzer.
Yeah, I can hear that. Okay.
I was just getting on, I don't know if that was the point, but that the Omid Bitzad Zadeh doesn't make it mishtameres now. That's what the Gemara seems to be reading. Because it doesn't make it that now it's the level of regular mishtameres, because it says, I mean, not to the chutzer she'enuzes, it's kind of as a she'ena mishtameres. It's afal pi she'ena mishtameres, tzedeo still works. Not pshat that it makes it chaz mishtameres. If it turned it into now as a defensive wall, then it should say, oh, this works like that.
Okay, I hear it. And you're somebody bringing a riot to me. Anyone who brings a riot to me is fine. Anyone, okay. Tomorrow says, Minot Himra, the Chatzar Shena Mishtameres, he ome bitzad tzedeyo in, he lo lo. The Tanya, oya ome be'ir. Person was sitting in the city. Omer, Yodei Ani Sha'omer, Sheyesh Mitzada, Kodem Shachu. I know that there's wheat that the poem forgot. So lo yeh shikha. And I don't want it to be shikha. So I'm the in other words, I don't want it to be shikha. Lo yeh shikha. Yoko lo yeh shikha. Maybe it won't be shikha. Tamal Omar v'shechakta, Omar basada, basada v'shechakta v'lo be'ir. What's this going on? I think I misread this. What's the case here? I may be here. Let me see Rashi.
Morris says, right.
Omar James, he Omar basada in that, okay. Omar check basada, she knocked the shom midaiti. He left it midaiti. So I left the Dermi Das. And now the poem forgot it. So lo ye shikha. Lo ye shikha. Imchazav, what is this Rashi? Imchazav is shakho.
After he's made his declaration.
Then what happened?
He said at the beginning, like he's going to the city and he says, I know they're going to leave me stuff on the side there. It shouldn't be shekha. Then no, he goes to the city and he talks about the city. Himself.
What?
He's already in the city.
He what?
He's already in the city. I'm just...
He's already in the city. And he said and this. The city, and then while he's in the city, he forgot it.
Before he comes back to his
so you want it. So in other words, so why do we have to make this Amira beforehand? Because... Mm-hmm. He said it's not shekha. You know, there is other poem shekhu. So therefore, so that's not the fact that the poem shekhu does not make it shekha.
Right.
Because, in other words,
he had das on it.
He put it there. Rashi says he put it on his side. Right. And it's not that the poem forgot it when they harvest it. So they put it on the side. So it's not shekha. But now. And when the opponent forgot it, but he remembered, so it's still not shikha. But then later, he forgot it. So if he forgot it later, yoko ye shikha. So in other words, the fact that he forgot later should make a shikha. Yoko lo ye shikha. The opponent should go, lo ye shikha. Yoko lo ye shikha. What do you mean, yoko lo ye shikha?
You'd think that it would work, that he's succeeded in his plan.
And what? And it's not shikha?
Yeah, it's with Talmud Lomar.
Talmud Lomar.
Shechakta, too bad. Yeah.
I think you gotta recreate the whole Gemara.
No, Shechakta, Shechakta, but I'll be here.
But the Gemara's gonna say that that's...
The Gemara goes on.
Hagu v'kasha, amre yachala yeshikha, amma hafe shikha, the nozav ve Gemara, because it's a stira. And I'm Boki Gamar. Besada Shakok may carve a shikha. In the field, Shakok may carve a shikha. Zakar is of Shakok ain't shikha. But if you remembered and then you forgot, then it's not shikha. My time up.
That's an asada.
So does it, when was he zoxale? When is he zoxale? He's zoxale after he forgot or before he forgot?
Well, before he forgot it, it's still his.
So it means after he forgot. So doesn't that shrug up Rafi? And don't you see that you can meet that Omer Besada doesn't need das? No, because we're saying
it has a das from the beginning, though. That has a das, like he always from the beginning wants to be that it should be his.
But right now he's Omer Besada.
But he knows, but he's aware that it's there.
No, he forgot about it.
Well, but he originally knew about it, so he—it's not, like, it's not like some stam matzia that flew into his field that he never had das bechal on it.
What's the difference? But Rabbi's thought was that if you don't know, then you're standing there, it doesn't do anything because you don't know what you're watching.
But here he does. There's a difference maybe between not knowing bechal and having and being aware that you have your omers in the field and you want to keep them, so that your das already is somewhat there, just like not chal in the specific. Like ma'isa b'asher yushal, but your das is you want to have your own wheat.
Like shicha, like lakat shicha and peya.
What?
Yeah. Talk about shicha, like lakat shicha and peya.
Yes.
This is when does shicha depend on his das? If an ani finds shicha. The shicha in the field, he's allowed to take it, right?
That's what shicha means.
He forgot it.
Shicha means that he forgot it.
But we assume that he forgot it if it's a certain number. Then we assume he forgot
there,
it.
There are different things, but shicha means something that he forgot.
Isn't base shikhov, it's one or two, whatever, as opposed to three, three.
Yeah, because you see a person didn't forget like have his field. It's not shikha. He didn't do that, he didn't harvest
it.
Okay. We'll have to be at the Shem. I'll tell you what we should do. A few years we had our trip to Eretz Yisrael. I assume none of you people were there. So there's actually a vineyard in Yerushalayim under Nabi Samuel, under Kever Shmuel Navi. There's a vineyard. So last time what we did is we got there's an organization called Mitzvahs Nediris. You people heard of that?
They're the ones who sell the Shemitah, the land for Shemitah.
They're a little controversial. Some people hold to them, some people don't. That they try and help people do these strange mitzvahs.
Didn't Rebbe advocate for this in both?
So I don't know. So they actually wrote a sefer on Mitzvahs Nediris. So we found that person. So we called them up. So we went to this vineyard. Every guy in the yeshiva bought a tree, a grape tree. And we did shikalekach, we harvested, everyone got a scissor, whatever. We did the harvesting and we did what we left, and we left over. Did lekach, shikha, and peya.
All of us.
Oh, there it is, whatever there is. I don't know, whatever there is.
Vineyard. I didn't forget on purpose.
Okay, whatever you forgot, and you can't go back, and then it fell down, and it fell, and when you were there, were the certain grapes don't grow too much, they right, and then we did the Trumas and Meiser, and it was gevaldik. The other thing is that we had like we came back to yeshiva with like 100 pounds of grapes.
Did they turn the grapes?
Did you wait on the field? Did they wait on the time? Did they wait? Did the Talmid wait on the field for the Aniyim to come?
No.
They probably had to hire
an Aniyim. You have to wait. You have to wait there for the Aniyim to come.